Starting this week with the Runcorn Linnet. Now, I think people know the story of Runcorn. It's been well and truly known for quite a long time about how the former club sort of fell out of existence, and then they were reinvented or reconstituted as the Runcorn Linnets, and they applied to go into the bottom rung of the pyramid, into the Northwest Counties League Division 2. And people have been asking me how they're doing, so let's find out just how they're doing by joining the press officer, Steve Pritchard. Good evening, Steve.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm very well. First of all, how are Runcorn Linnets doing, I think, is the important thing.
We're doing pretty well, actually, yes.
Better than expected?
Well, yes, certainly. I think if we sort of go back to April when we sort of started off, I think to say that we'd be second in the league, I think we would have jumped at that opportunity, to be honest. At that point, we didn't even know we were going to be playing anywhere this season.
So how have you found the venue? Because you're sharing at Witton Albion's ground, aren't you?
That's right, yes. Yes, we're down at Wincham Park. I mean, obviously, while we were in the Unibond, we'd played there a few times, and we shared with them previously as well when we had problems at Canal Street in Runcorn. Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic little ground, to be honest, and they've made us very welcome.
Just for people who don't know where Witton's ground is, how far exactly is it from Runcorn, then, travelling-wise?
Oh, it's about 10-12 miles, something like that.
So how are you finding fans actually getting there? Because when I see your attendances in the paper over the weekend, you do look to be getting more people watching you there than you ever did at even at the Holton Stadium, for that matter.
We probably had slightly more people at Holton on occasion. I think the thing that's different is that there's a different atmosphere there, and also the fact that we're taking more people to away matches, I think, as well. But to actually answer your question, it's pretty easy to get to if you've got transport yourself. But we're also starting to run minibuses as well to sort of ferry people from a couple of pickup points in Runcorn and take them to the matches.
So when we look at the footballing side of things this season, you've obviously been very competitive, and as you said, you're lying second in the table. Have you actually got designs on catching Winsford at the top?
Well, obviously that'd be great. I'm always sort of concerned, really, that we just put in the performances that we know we can make. If that means that we end up catching Winsford, then great. But I think really we'd be happy with second place, because that's sort of the second promotion place. Mm-hmm. And that was really our sort of aspiration, if you like. Perhaps second goal is a bit too strong. We wanted to just make sure that we saw the season out, really, at the beginning of all this. But as we started putting some really good performances together, it was looking, well, you know, there's a possibility here. We could be promoted. So that's what we're really, really hoping for.
So how important are the next two games, Steve? Because I've had a look at the fixture list, and this could be the pivotal time of the season, couldn't it?
Yes, it could, yeah. We've got Padiham and Eccleshall, who are currently lying third and fourth behind us on the same number of matches played. So, you know, if we can manage to get a couple of decent performances there, then I think we're, you know, very much closer to securing that second place, I think. We've got a 7-point cushion on them at the moment, and obviously if we can increase that, then so much the better.
Great to hear you going so well on the field. I've got to ask you, just finally, Steve, I mean, from where you were 12 months ago, what's the feeling amongst fans about the new club? I mean, is it gone beyond the expectations, or is it still? Are you still dreaming a little bit about how well it's all gone?
I would say, I think everybody's very pleased with how it's gone. I think the fact that we've got a club at all is, you know, just fantastic, and the fact that we're able to have discussions over what colour next season's away kit should be and all that kind of stuff. It's just fantastic. You know, the focus has been sort of back on the football, if you like. I think the next hurdle that we've got is moving back to Runcorn. And I think that once we start to have sort of visibility of that, because discussions are ongoing at the moment, but once we've got visibility of that, I think we'll potentially even pull more people in from the area.
Steve, we wish you the best of luck at that. We'll keep up to speed with any potential moves back to Runcorn, and we'll wish you the best of luck for the rest of the season. Thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thanks very much.
That's Steve Patterson, the press officer for Runcorn Linnet, and when you think about it, 12 months ago.
Absolutely,
they
yes.
They didn't exist.
Absolutely.
And there
it's
they are.
Quite a transformation, hasn't it?
Well, there's still more to come, as he said there, because he didn't allude to where that ground might be, but I've heard rumours where it might be, somewhere on the industrial estates, just off the expressway. About as far advanced as Everton, I think.
I'm sure it's all going to come out in due course, as they say.
You know, really, a real phoenix rising.